Florida sending more support to Texas to secure southern border. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on February 1, 2024. Florida is sending more support to assist Texas in securing the southern border. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., said on Thursday. Florida has been assisting at the southern border since 2021. And we are sending more support from both the AFL State Guard and up to one battalion of AFL Guard, DeSantis announced. More specifically, the governor added that their mission will be to assist Texas in erecting barriers at the border to stop the invasion of illegal aliens. DeSantis's announcement comes as Texas Governor Greg Abbott, R., clarifies that the Lone Star State is prepared to continue building barriers at the border, even if President Joe Biden federalizes the Texas National Guard. Well, first, I'll be shocked. That would be a boneheaded move on his part, total disaster, Abbott told Tucker Carlson. For one, as you might imagine, we are prepared in the event that that unlikely event does occur to make sure that we will be able to continue exactly what we've been doing over the past month. And that is building these barriers, Abbott explained. He added. Whether it be the concertina wire or other anti-climb border barriers. Whatever we've been building, the Biden administration is now trying to attack us because of it. And we will continue to do exactly what we're doing to expand our denial of illegal entry into the state of Texas. Abbott also stated that a secure border is the number one issue in America. If Joe Biden federalizes our National Guard, that would be the biggest political blunder that you can make. And that's why I think he will not do it, he told Fox News's Sean Hannity. The urgency follows a controversial U.S. Supreme Court ruling that states that Border Patrol agents can cut the razor wire border barriers along the Rio Grande, as Breitbart News detailed. Related, Texas Guardsmen, DPS vanish as migrants breach razor wire on border. DeSantis is far from the only Republican governor who has backed Abbott in the standoff with the Biden administration, particularly over the seized border park in Eagle Pass, Texas. Related, Governor Noem, Texas should stand their ground against SCOTUS decision. The governors of Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, Nevada, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Dakota, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming have openly supported Texas as well. Notably, House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, has also expressed public support for Texas. I stand with Governor Abbott, he stated. The House will do everything in its power to back him up.